The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Good morning, good morning.
I hear the sound.
Francis Albert. Pow.
I believe in you, baby. You know I do. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. My faith is strong. I do believe in you. I believe you have the faith to do the right thing. I believe we're on the right track, especially when you listen to our program. We speak the truth. We are, you know what, for all intents and purposes, you know we are objective. And we always just want to do what's right for this great, great country. And we love you listening because we know you're doing the right thing, too. But, boy, we got to stay on our game. We got to stay on our game. If you, I just don't, and I don't care if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, but what's happening down in Washington is inexcusable. It's so bizarre when I watch what's going on. It's so unwatchable what's going on. And these people love it. You know, they just love. Don't forget, if you've never been on TV before, then you go in politics and then you get elected in politics. Stay with me on this for a second. And then these politicians get down to Washington and then some creeper within the system, you know, some lifer bureaucrat, somebody from the deep state. Whether it's the deep state, whether it's a lifelong bureaucrat politician, or whether it's someone who's so partisan and they don't care about the country. They just care about their own power and their own control and their own pension and their own welfare. Then they grab you as a young person, you know, coming in or new to politics, and they go, hey, we want you in the party. We're going to put you in charge of this committee. And you go, you know, you've never been on camera before. You've just been like a geek from high school that did really good in school. Forgive me. I'll be on TV. And then they spend 38 years, they spend their lifetime down there just doing, playing that game. They have absolutely no concern for you or I. They could care less about you and I. Yeah, they cover themselves, they do what's right. Hey, you got to go to the executive office building, and we got a list of 100 names. We want you to start fundraising because you're really good, but you're new and you're fun. Really? Really? You go and you do it, and you forget all of, you lose your soul. You go down to Washington, you lose your soul. Now, there are a handful of politicians that come on, kind enough to come on this show, that really are true public servants. And we put them on the show, and we proudly put them on the show. Because it is so hard to fight that tide. So when the Democrats do this, and I was a lifelong Democrat, and I have no hate toward the Democrats, the Blue Dog Democrats, the Common Sense Democrats, and we put them on the show. The good Democrats, we put them on the show, and we chat about it like that. But when they, you know, when they start going along against the president, just to go against the president, and I don't know that it's so much Donald Trump is just going against whoever's in power, because the Republicans did it to the Democrats, the Democrats did it to the Republicans. Who's watching the store? So we, when we see the Democrats go awry, we vote for Donald Trump. You're a Trump guy. You're a Trump. And they immediately hate you. Excuse me. Explain to me how you're supposed to vote for the other side. How are you supposed to vote for Hillary? And, you know, and again, millions did. And more voted for Hillary than for President Trump. But I thank God for the Electoral College. How the framers knew that was going to happen, I have no idea. They were as brilliant as they were, you know. But we voted for Donald Trump because of this, because of what's happening now. Just to answer the question that people say, how could you? You're a Trumper. How could you be a Trump? Because of this, what's going on right now. Within the Democratic Party. It's not even a Democratic Party anymore. It's a progressive socialist movement trying to take away everything that you and I, you know what, everything our parents believed in, everything our grandparents did to come into these great United States of America. They're trying to just take it away, destroy it, and it's only for one thing, their own power and control. It has nothing to do with what's good, nothing to do. They don't care. When they give licenses to illegals, when they want illegals to come in, open those borders up, you know, all it is for their power control, because it's all votes. Doesn't mean anything. Then you have a guy that just wants to rip this swamp apart. When you see, my gosh, Joe, how could you vote for this guy? How could you support his personality? Because of this, what's happening? This impeachment thing, it's scary. And I keep telling you, I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. If it happened to President Trump, if it happened to Bill Clinton, it can happen to you. It can happen to you. What's happening with, and I will tell it 1,000 times because no one's talking about it. I saw the president chat about it this morning at that press conference. And he said, talked about the Mueller probe. People forget about the Mueller probe. And I don't know how. And explain to me, please help me out here. I'm just trying to make sense of it all. You start this Mueller fiasco. You say the president colluded with the Russians. Do you watch television? Your jaw drops. You start yelling at the TV. Are you kidding me? People are talking about the collusion with the Russians. It turns out to be the biggest embarrassment that the Democrats ever attempted, right? And Adam Schiff led the way. Congressman Schiff from California led the way about the Mueller probe. Then they got Mueller. Listen to it. Go back to it. Visit some of the audio and video from back in the Mueller probe. It's exactly what's happening now. They were as wrong then as they are now. Yet they keep going. And no one is in charge. Then when the president goes, it's a witch hunt. It's a how could you say that, Mr. President? That and they keep asking the questions. And it's the same. And I'm watching my language, but it's the same stuff over and over and over again. And you and I are just trying to get up, get the kids to school, do our jobs, pay our taxes, do the right thing, obey the laws. And all the politicians are doing on the progressive social side, releasing prisoners into the street, giving them free legal advice, you know, let them go to college for free. Hey, what about me, man? I would like free college. And then the president's a bad guy. Give me a break. Thank you for being smart. Thank you for being the patriot that you are. You know, and even if you are, I'm telling you, if I was indeed a Democrat this day, I just hope to God, a yes to God, I pray to God that the House flips back to being Republican. As bad, as much as the Republicans did not do when they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House. What happened? Nothing. Niente, nothing. They didn't do anything. President Trump, thank God, passed everything through. And he had to fight every step of the way. Paul Ryan, a man I always had admiration for, did nothing. But let's hope they flip the House over now, because you know what? I'm telling you, what if, and I'm telling you, look at the polls, and you can't trust the polls clearly, but you look at the polls, what if the Senate was a Democrat? What if the Democrats had the House and the Senate? President Trump would be impeached and for nothing. It's scary. You know, Roger Stone, we put on the show, and I give Frankie Five Boroughs a shout out, because Frankie's the guy that put Roger Stone to the airwaves. I go have lunch with Roger Stone, fascinated by this savvy political giant, whether you like him or not, political lightning rod, whatever. He's a political genius, right? And so he is facing up to 20 years in prison. For what? For misstating one thing, for maybe not remembering or just not repeating what they asked 1,000 times. And then if you change the vernacular of what the way you're telling the Department of Justice something, these investigators, you're lying. No, I'm not lying. I'm just telling you in a different way. You're lying. You're going to go to jail. Holy moly. This is scary times, man. Never seen anything like it. So, but the good news is Derek Jeter's in the Hall of Fame. You wonder why I'm happy about Derek Jeter. He went in. All the stuff about baseball, all the stuff about the Houston Astros and the signals and the cheating and oh my gosh. And when I'm telling you, I came off the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, as I just said to our friend Joe Concha, and I was so inspired how great the young baseball players are. They all had suit and ties on. They were from little towns across America. They're from the Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico, from all over the world. And they came with their families, with their children, with their wives, with their parents. And it was so good to see. And I'm saying, this is baseball at its best. And I said that from the podium in front of these hundreds and hundreds of folks from Rawlings and from Major League Baseball. I said, you you are such a stellar example of one of the greatest games ever. Baseball, they were cheering and it was great. Then the Houston thing breaks. And then everybody's, they're cheating and everything. And I'm going, oh, gosh, just when baseball, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Right? Right? Then Derek Jeter shows up and he gets into the Hall of Fame. One of the classiest guys that ever played a game. And it's just great and we should celebrate that. But now I have to go. Frankie Morano's here. Good morning, Frankie. You doing okay this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking.
You know what? Just curious. And Al. So our buddy Joey Falco says Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, he was snubbed.
There were a number of people. Babe Ruth. A lot of them were not elected unanimously.
First time in. Joey Falco said that Joe D, the great DiMaggio, was snubbed twice. Now I'm seeing here online, Yankee Joe DiMaggio snubbed on first Hall of Fame ballot. So that's amazing that they didn't go right, that Joe didn't go right into the Hall of Fame. Apparently,
well, again, you know, back then when they were voting, the vote was a very, you know, kind of, if you wrong me in any way, I won't vote you in.
And
a lot of people think that that's the argument because Bonds and Clemens aren't in. I think Bonds and Clemens are not in, although their votes keep getting a little bit higher each year. I think there's a reason why there are writers that say, look, they did PEDs, they, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're not voting these guys in. They're going to get close, but they're probably not going to get in. So, I mean, Dwight Evans from the Red Sox, clearly a Hall of Famer, not
Absolutely.
In the Hall of Fame. He had a bad relationship with the press.
Wow.
He did not like the press, and they've kind of repaid him back. Like, okay, you don't like us? Well, fine, which I think is ridiculous. I think you put a guy in based on his merits.
A
guy like Mariano Rivera, greatest closer in the history of the game. I mean, this was a guy in an era of baseball.
Another gentleman, by the way. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But in an era of baseball where we see, you know, 5, 6, and 8 pitchers being used in a game, right? Mariano Rivera was the guy who came in the ninth inning, sometimes in the eighth, but a lot of times in the ninth inning, he needed to get 3 outs, and he got those outs. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, a pitcher was expected to go 7 or 8 innings, you know, and then Goose Gossage or somebody would come in 2 innings and close it out. Mariano did it in 1 inning and did it consistently. That's why he's in. Now, Jeter, look, for what he did for the Yankees, was his numbers the greatest of any shortstop of all time? No. But was he a great Yankee? Was he a great ambassador for the game? Absolutely. I mean, this is a guy who did everything right in a media center town that, you know, any little misstep, he could have been on the front pages somewhere and was never on the front pages, very much like how Eli Manning conducted himself. So, I mean,
I think you're actually being, a little unfair to him in saying that his numbers weren't, you know, worthy.
No. I don't say they were not worthy of the Hall of Fame. What I'm saying is that I think when 396 people vote him in, on the first ballot, on the first year, the 397th guy who decides I'm not going to vote for him, it's a little shallow. Like, don't sit here and give me your explanation. Well, I knew he was going to get in, so I'm going to save my ballot for somebody else. No, that's not right. You base it on what the guy did in his career. Jeter had a great career. Was it?
But you're right. But to your point, though, they do. They take it personally. Then the press has got to just relax. They always
ridiculous.
That happens in politics too. It's just
Russ said it last hour. Jeter was never the best interview. He didn't give you anything. That was the point.
Eli Manning
is like that. He gives you nothing. He gives you the stock answer, the kind of, you know, cliche type whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's not going to get into that in-depth kind of conversation. But his actions proved it on the field, Jeter, by winning 5 World Series.
And we congratulate the captain. Great guy. One of the most decent guys you'd ever meet, Derek Jeter. So God bless
him. Great
gift
baskets, too, from what I heard.
From the foundation, you mean, when you went
No, no, from the ladies, you know, that he was dating. That was the only, like, hint of a scandal. Like, he would date somebody, and then they would get, like, this gift basket as a
parting. That story was totally and thoroughly discredited.
Yeah, I know.
It was.
I
mean,
so, by all means, let's repeat it.
Not a bad idea, though. Wait. Hold on. That he would, like, if he dated somebody, break up, he'd send a gift basket like that?
Yeah. The rumor was if he was with somebody and they leave, they get this nice, you know, some towels, some parting gifts, you know. Whatever.
Love that idea.
It's
man.
A great idea. It's a great idea.
Me?
Well, look, Eli Manning was touched with a little bit of scandal at the end of his career with the autographs on the footballs and game used wear, people were paid off. A few people at the Giants lost their jobs. You know, so I mean, you know, if Derek Jeter's, you know, worst admission is a gift basket, let's say, come on, it's not that bad.
Hey, Joe on the radio, that's Big Al. It's a 19, already 19 after 8. You know, what kills me is that when you, when I saw coronavirus, I thought, Al, with the beer, you could stop. Don't drink Corona. Don't drink Corona, whatever else. But it's not, has nothing to do with, of course, the beer. But it's this virus that came in from China and went from the Wuhan region of China. And now someone, a man in Seattle, according to the CDC, has tested positive after returning. Now, I want to know how they're isolating this guy. And as the Chinese Lunar New Year approaches, many in Chinatown say they're expecting friends and family to visit. Medical experts say the virus has symptoms similar to a cold and that it can be spread through human-to-human contact. I am petrified. Because if you watch this movie, and forgive me for trivializing this, but really, you watch a movie and it's right on the money, that movie Contagion, it's the exact same thing. It happened.
Going on a plane, aren't you?
Thanks, Al. Yeah, thank you. I am.
I'm going
on a plane tomorrow, Dana.
Don't touch anybody.
No, I'm telling you, maybe I will wear a mask. I mean, you don't know.
Really, have a safe flight.
Thank you. You're the worst.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Oh, my God. I know, but you know me.
Joe's going to have an industrial-sized bottle of Duracell. He's going to spray everybody. Everyone's getting it.
Maybe I should wear a mask. Debbie, I should wear a mask, maybe?
Hazmat suit you considered at one point.
I did.
The hazmat suit, right? I mean,
would you mind? Would you mind? Yes.
Excuse me, everybody coming through.
Gosh, almighty.
You're the first person I thought about when I read about that virus coming into the States. I'm like, Joe's going to be so upset about this.
I know. And the week I have to go down, I'm on a plane. The week, I'm traveling out. Oh, my gosh. I'll be worried about it. I get Duracell on the phone, Frankie. Would you please get Joe Giovanello? Just defog that plane before I get on it, man. Oh, God,
so,
Debbie.
By the way, story about Derek Jeter giving a parting gift to women as he
what do you
left
think?
Them. Is
what
that
do you
true?
Think?
I mean, Frank said it's not, but I did read that at one point, too.
Well, I love the idea.
Page Six reported it 9 years ago.
Right,
there
I remember.
There was no corroboration at all. Jeter flatly denied it, and I mean, it makes no sense. The fact that he would sign his own memorabilia, it's just, it has been completely discredited.
Hey,
and
I'd go out with him if I got a bag like that from Derek Jeter.
Yeah, there's not one person that has gone on the record saying that story is true. The only other person that would know is Derek Jeter, and he completely denies that.
A nice thought, though, Debbie, you know?
Like if one of his ex-girlfriends comes on the air with us, maybe we can get her as a guest. You know, did you get a nice gift from Derek when he dumped you?
Hey, Charlie Bay coming up. Debbie's got traffic for you, Debbie. You deserve a gift bag every morning, girl.
Yay! We always
appreciate you being with us. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Hi, Deb.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. First of all, if you're going to be taking a ride to the LIE, it's pretty busy this morning. LIE westbound as you get right out toward that merge with the Northern State. Eastbound LIE slowing down through the Cross Island. We're seeing some volume here on the Southern State Parkway westbound, heading right out toward the Meadowbrook. It's pretty solid on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up past Fort Hamilton Parkway, getting up toward the Prospect. And the westbound belt slowing down, getting up toward Bay 8th Street. It's busy on the Cross Bronx in both directions through 3rd Avenue. 208 southbound. Very solid down through Glen Rock into Hawthorne, down through Fairlawn, 4 westbound slowing down through Paramus. It's very busy on 80 eastbound heading out toward Patterson, and the Garden State Parkway solid in both directions heading out toward the area of exit 145. So prepare for some delays heading through that stretch as well. Traffic moving a little bit slowly on the southbound thruway as you head down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with some sun glare delays to contend with. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 823 with Joe on the radio. Oh, did you get to buy one, get one from Retro Fitness? Come on, this is great. Not only do you, it's not buy one, get one, it's buy one, give one. I love that. And we gave away from our buddy Joe and Pasek, Stacy, my business partner down at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. We want you to come to Flemington, New Jersey. We gave away a full year's membership of Retro Fitness, right? You could use any Retro Fitness around the country, but you could also give one away, and we gave that to Joe as well. So you got it. This is such a great idea because I love Retro Fitness. And if you're going to go to a gym, you want to go to Retro A Retro Fitness. Now, we have one great gym in Flemington, New Jersey, but what's great about it is that when you buy one, an annual membership, and give a one-year membership away for free, the free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months, and they can come to any Retro Fitness around the country, right? Of course, we'd love to see you again at the Flemington, New Jersey. So please, go to RetroFitness.com. Check out RetroFitness.com. And then you can Google, you go to location, you go to Flemington, New Jersey. But this is buy one, give one from Retro Fitness. Call today. Speak with Stacy, 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, talks about timeshare cancellation.
If I could help everybody that has been lied to when buying a timeshare, I would. But the honest truth is, I can't. And those that are telling you that they can without knowing the specifics of your timeshare, well, they're lying too. But if you were misled when buying a timeshare, if you were told your timeshare was a great investment or your maintenance fees would never go up, I might be able to help. 10 years ago, I was sued for millions of dollars by a timeshare giant in federal court with everything to lose, my home, my money, my kids' future. But I fought. I won because I fought for what was right, helping folks that have been lied to cancel their timeshare. Unfortunately, we can't help everyone, but I guarantee you if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771.
Charlie Payne coming up. I want to tell you about Perillo Tours, if I can. The Italy company has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades. Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Each island is unique with its own personality, kind of like the morning show. Oceanfront hotels in Hawaii, gourmet dining memories for a lifetime. You know, maybe you've been promising yourself a visit to Pearl Harbor. You got to go. I've been there. It's spectacular. To honor the memory of a special family member, it's a very moving experience. Just listen, please.
As many times as I've been to Pearl Harbor, it still affects myself as well. It's a very emotional experience. I've seen a lot of different reactions on the memorial itself. It becomes very emotional for everyone around.
I've lived all my life waiting for that moment to see that. And it was extremely moving.
As we left the Arizona Memorial, the tour guide led our group in God Bless America. It was moving.
888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO. Please call, request the new 2020 Hawaii brochure, 888-PERILLO, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio, 827. Charlie Payne is Fox Business Network contributor, host of Fox's Making Money with Charles Payne. Charles, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us, my friend.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Charlie, so Davos, the president just crushing it over there. He was he was like a rock star, yes?
Absolutely. You know what's interesting, too, is because he was a rock star the first time he went over, mostly because of awe. You know, I mean, he went there and he slammed the folks over there. He challenged globalism and elitism.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
told them, I'm going to take you on. And then 2 years later, here we are, and he's taken a victory lap of sorts. And, you know, it's not even a matter of gloating. His tone is somber, but he is pretty firm in the sense that, hey, you know, I told you a couple of years ago this was going to happen. It's exactly what's happened. And we want to do business with the world. My favorite line from the whole thing was when he said, the time for skepticism is over. People are flowing back into our country. Companies are coming back. And the bottom line is America's newfound prosperity is undeniable, unprecedented, and unmatched anywhere in the world. That's all he had to say, and he did.
You know, it's Charlie Payne, we love your positive energy as well. On Twitter, too. You always, it's always positive. You know, whether you're talking about the economy, your kids, you're such a good granddad, you know. And now the economy, I mean, it's doing great. What happened to the recession? Remember, oh, there's going to be a recession.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're screaming. And even Jamie Dimon said this could go on for 100 years. I mean, he might have been exaggerating, but it is that good, yes?
It is that good, and I think the most important thing that what you just said with Jamie Dimon and what was the theme of President Trump's visit to Davos is optimism, and the idea is that why do we limit ourselves? You know, why would an 11-year economic expansion, why does it have to die? Because we're anxious about it, we're nervous about it. Why can't we learn from our mistakes? Why can't we do the right thing? Why can't success beget success? And in fact, when he talked about, and you know, the cathedral in Florence, it took 140 years to build.
Yeah, man.
President Trump talked about that, and he was trying to urge the Europeans to say, listen, there was a time when Europe used to be such visionaries, Europeans, and they used to believe so much in themselves and what they could do. They started a project, a grand project. When they started it, they didn't have the technology or the wherewithal to be able to know how they were going to finish it, but they knew they would eventually.
Yeah. Now, we're seeing the stock market reach record highs. Any danger that this could be a stock market bubble by chance, Charles?
I don't think so at all. In fact, there's an argument that that the economy is reigniting and that the stock market could be undervalued. Let me just – and it's sort of an outlier, but Tesla is a stock, for instance, right? So 3 months ago – Wall Street hated Tesla. It was $260 a share, and it was going to go out of business. Well, it's almost $600 a share, and every single day, all these same firms that said they were going to go out of business are giving them higher targets. Yesterday, some firms said it could be an $800 stock. So my point is that, again, you know, when I talk about the markets, and you know this is my thing, I just wrote a book about it, my second one. I talk about it, and it's not chasing the stock market. It's about chasing the underlying fundamentals. So a stock at $200 can be cheaper than it was when it was $100 if the underlying fundamentals are better.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what's happening with the stock market.
The book Unstoppable Prosperity. Everybody's reading this book, Charlie. I mean, the Unstoppable Prosperity. Where can we get it? Just to give a blatant plug right here in the middle of everything.
Oh, thanks. UnstoppableProsperity.com, and I'll pay for the book. You just pay for the shipping.
Oh, look at that, man. That's a gold deal. You'll pay for the book, and you'll give him a free book, and you'll pay for the shipping, Charlie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you, and it's, by the way, it is selling like crazy. It's been overwhelming to me. It's been humbling to me, but it also has been energizing as well.
You know, again, humbling is right. I saw you with a great interview with our mutual dear friend, Neil Cavuto. You were so great. And you did the one-on-one. And you told of your – and before we talk about – I want to talk about the China trade deal. I want to talk about stocks with you, Charlie, for a second. But tell us about your personal life, what you went through and how you – and Neil was asking you about the African-American community and how they feel toward Donald Trump and why they feel that way. But you it was not easy for you coming up, Charlie.
No, it wasn't. You know, but I had two childhoods, and the first one was pretty good. I grew up as an Army brat, and so, you know, listen, it's, we moved every year, which I was okay with. You know, I didn't have any childhood friends per se. Like, I don't know anybody I went to kindergarten with. But we moved every year, and it did teach me things. So I went from New York to Pittsburgh to Texas to Germany, back to Pittsburgh, then to Japan, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia.
Wow.
And, you know, it was wonderful. We lived in Virginia. We had a two-story house. I had my own room. We never locked the doors. We'd go play all day. I cut the grass, come and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, go back outside. It was really the ideal life. And I come home one day, my mom said, we're leaving. I'm like, huh? So me, my mom, and my two younger brothers, we got on a bus from Fort Lee, Virginia, our two-story house, never locking the door. And we get up to Harlem. This is in the early 70s, and when it was the most dangerous, poorest neighborhood in America. And we have zero money on us. All four of us live inside of a room inside of an apartment building in Harlem. And it was culture shock and a whole lot of other things. And, you know, it was tough. It was very, very tough. I'd never known about poverty. I'd never known about violence either. You know, I never saw it like, you know, I mean, I've seen people murdered. I've seen people beaten. I've seen people stabbed to death. But I also seen what happens to the spirit when you break down the spirit, or when people you know, don't think they can make it. Because if you don't think you can make it, you won't make it.
Yeah, man. I tell you, you are an inspiration, Charles Payne. You really are, and I love you. And you stay positive all the way, plus the knowledge that you have. By the way, speaking of which, this China trade deal, this is good. And again, Charlie, you know what they don't understand? When the Democrats keep talking about this Russia situation, the president with Russia, it's China that's the danger. Militarily, you know, you and I talk with Gordon Chang all the time. You hear it, you know it. Yeah. And the way to deal with China is the way the president is dealing with China financially. And now
financially,
yeah, go ahead, please.
They respect toughness.
There it is.
They respect toughness. Listen, you know what? We welcome China into the World Trade Organization as hoping they would play by the rules. Instead, they abuse the entire rule book. And what they learned very early on, and maybe they knew it as they came in, is that the World Trade Organization has no power to enforce its rules.
Yeah, man.
So they abused the system, and they've abused the system. And think about, they entered in December 2001. I want people to think about how much better we were doing back then than we are right now. Just think about it. I can tell you right now, median household income for black Americans was $43,300. We've been coming up the last few years, and it's still only $41,000. And I can tell you it's probably the same thing for blue-collar white workers in Idaho, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I could tell you it's for the majority of this country, working people, people who work with their hands, blue-collar workers, adjusted for inflation, our incomes are down dramatically. Now, the beautiful thing is in the last 16 months, it's reversed itself. We got a long way to go, Joe, but it's not been this positive in decades.
Yeah, look at that. And the impeachment trial, it has no impact on the stock market, apparently, Charles.
The stock market has already determined that it's just a wild goose chase. To your point, it has zero impact right now.
Yeah, Charlie Payne, they're making money on Fox Business, on Fox News, Unstoppable Prosperity. Charlie will buy you the book if you pay for shipping. Charles, you know what? You're a great
pay. I got a special show today, a town hall. So everyone, you know, I don't know if it's too late to register, but if you're in the New York area, you want to come to the show, I would love to meet anyone who comes by.
Wait, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be, man? This is great.
FoxBusiness.com. If you go to the website, it's a town hall. So we've got a live audience, and they get to ask the questions. I got an all-star panel. Stuart Barney's going to be there. Dagan McDowell's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is great. Charles, you're the best. We love you, man. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Charles Payne right there. He is the man. 8:36 right now. Big Al has a headline news live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
27 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two men are in the hospital this morning with stab wounds after a fight inside a Bronx deli late last night. Police say three men were inside the deli on Fenton Avenue around 11 p.m. when they got into a fight. Cops say one of the men took out a knife, stabbed the two others. 25-year-old was knifed in the torso, and a 27-year-old was slashed in the shoulder. The man with the knife took off. Police have made no arrests. A permanent ban on flavored vaping products is now law in the Garden State. According to the governor's office, New Jersey is the first state in the nation to enact such a ban, which takes effect on April 20th. Governor Murphy, who signed the bill into law yesterday, says flavored electronic cigarettes are extremely appealing, especially to children, and he's charged with protecting the health of state residents. There have been numerous vaping deaths and injuries nationwide. Critics say vaping has helped some quit smoking, and vape shop owners say this may force some shops to close. In sports, Derek Jeter officially on his way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, along with Rockies outfielder Larry Walker. His induction comes as little surprise. The Morris County, New Jersey native Derek Jeter had a career .310 batting average, notched 3,465 hits, knocked in 1,311 RBIs, won five World Series with the Yankees. Islanders beat the Rangers at Madison Square Garden 4-2. St. John's beaten by Marquette 82-68. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening. Brooklyn Bridge, busy into Brooklyn. It's busy eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Williamsburg Bridge, heavy into town. The northbound FDR Drive, slowing down, getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 to 15 in. 59th Street Bridge is heavy on the upper level, getting into town as well. FDR Drive, southbound, solid traffic right through the 70s. West Side Highway South, busy at 158th. It's solid on the Cross Bronx westbound. Your stop and go, getting right out toward the area of 3rd Avenue. Prepare for slowdowns there. Inbound side of the GWB down to a 5-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're waiting 20. Outbound Lincoln, a disabled car in the North Tube. That's causing delays. Jersey bound over at the Lincoln Holland, about 20 to 25 in from both approaches. And prepare for some delays on Tunnelly Avenue northbound, getting up toward Route 3 with a truck fire over there. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The End. Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
All right, I'm going to give you to 845. It's 839 right now. Mr. Joey Generosity on the radio, please. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, give you to 845. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter for Route 22 Toyota. Joey Generosity on the radio. You got to check out Route 22 Toyota. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All European models are excluded. But first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Just call Route 22 Toyota. They're going to say, Route 22 Toyota. You're going to go, Joey sent me. Oh, yeah. I swear to goodness, if you say that, they're going to say, oh, you want your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter? But you got to call now, 855-621-9949. Joey sent me. First five callers, next 5 minutes. We love Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. No back and forth. No shenanigans. Iggy is there, my man Iggy. I love Iggy. What a great guy. And Chris and Johnny are there. And Carmelo. It's a great family. Alex Cancella, the general manager. I keep telling you, when I tell you about APR financing, you can't get lower than zero. Well, that's what Alex can offer you, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Yes, 0% APR financing. Okay, multi-point inspection for free. Oil change for free. Filter for free. First five callers, next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. What are you going to say? Joey sent me. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Are you an aging man who could use a boost in testosterone? Men listening to this station are invited to call now and get a free 30-day supply of Ageless Male Max, the total testosterone-boosting wonder pill. No strings attached, no memberships, and no auto shipments. Just pay shipping and handling. Hurry for this exclusive radio offer. Just call 1-800-467-5193. Men take Ageless Male Max to gain strength and muscle and reduce body fat percentage more than exercise alone. Plus, you get a rapid boost in nitric oxide production, which can be handy in a gym. Ageless Male is the number one brand in male enhancement at Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free offer, you must call now. Just call 1-800-467-5193. Your no-strings-attached, free 30-day supply is yours right now. 1-800-467-5193. 1-800-467-5193.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
843 with Joe on the radio. You know, there's a real problem out there with scammers stealing homes. And I don't mean robbing the things inside. I mean stealing the home. The FBI calls home title theft, one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. I'm telling you, I didn't even think about this. Did you think about this? And I love being able to be on the radio to tell you things that could make your life easier, that could help you. I'm telling you, this is scary, because what happened to me when Laura, one of our sales chiefs, great gal, she goes, "Hey, Joe, you know what? I want you to talk with the folks at Home Title Lock." Home Title Lock. I said, "Yeah, I've heard Bill O'Reilly talk about it. I think I've heard Brian Kilmeade, right? Yeah. Home Title Lock. You got to talk to them, because look what they did. We took all the information from your mortgage and we took it offline." I said, "What? People can do that. And they're doing that. Criminals, by the way. They did that just to make the impact on me so I could pass on to you how you have to go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. And you get a 60 risk-free days of protection, you know, where they'll go and they'll protect you from these criminals. Because criminals find the titles to your homes. You know me, I worry about everything. This is one more thing I got to worry about. But this is like exploding across the country. And they file fraudulent, criminals file fraudulent documents claiming they own them. But wait, it gets worse. Listen, people have literally been evicted from their own homes because of this. One gal was evicted from her home and lost $85,000 in equity. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. But I'm telling you, I witnessed it. It is happening. This is why you need to get Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, please go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim and you just don't know it. HomeTitleLock.com. Then sign up to help protect the legal title to your home. And to get you started, again, I got you 60 risk-free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. I worry about you. You got to go to, please, HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
We're rocking now. It's Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Great to have you with us this morning. And I love the tone of the show, which we try to set, you know, when we start at 6 o'clock. It's positive. It's upbeat. We're trying to take the high road. If you want to grumble, if you want to get cranky on the air, you're more than welcome to join us. If you're a progressive socialist, you're welcome to call us and weigh in. But, you know, you see all that. When I watch the mainstream media and I watch all the news all the time because I'm addicted to it. And it's funny how I ended up on the radio here with you, because I think when I talked to Jerry Crowley, stopped in, our boss stopped in, kind enough to stop in yesterday. And he said, you know, when we just said, look, I said, let me go on the air. Let me feel it out. We'll try it. That was 6 years ago, into our seventh year on this program. I am hopelessly addicted to politics, hopelessly addicted to news. So I end up watching the dumb news. What is it? I mean, hopefully most of America is tuning it out. But you see these politicians looking for stardom, looking for their own power and control. And they do this impeachment fiasco. And you and I, you got to just fluff it off. Yes. But on the other hand, we have to stay vigilant, and we could take the high road. But you got to stay vigilant on this, because how in the name of God everybody voted the Democrats to take over the House? I mean, now let me pull back, because you know why? Because the Republicans did nothing. The House, when the Republicans had it a couple years ago, boom, they didn't do it. Was really do nothing. They had so much they could have done. They did nothing. They were do nothing. And people went, all right, well, we'll try the Democrats. Well, this is what you get when you get the Democrats. But the Democrats, for some reason, the progressive socialists that want to take over this country and make it socialist, and now they tell us that. They don't even mask it anymore. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and the AOC and the squad, all they say, they want us to be a socialist country. But doesn't anybody sit these people down and have a history lesson? One word, Venezuela. Goodness gracious. But they're trying to push it through. And you know what? They're making headway. But because for them to start, first of all, the Mueller probe, then to go into this Ukraine situation, it's a fiasco. And it is indeed, like the president said, a witch hunt. But you know what? It's impeachment. And it's real. And lives are ruined from it. And I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it 1,000 times. That hopefully there's got to be somebody like out there that would vote maybe the wrong way and is listening and will understand that you can't vote for the Democrats nowadays because it's like a cancer within the party. The socialists are within the cancer. The Democratic Party at one time was a great party. Well, I was a Democrat most of my life. Helped the working man people. Help civil rights. Help out the most at risk. Help out the less fortunate. You know, help out the immigrants that are coming here legally to learn the laws and the language of the United States of America who want to be Americans like my grandparents. That was the Democratic Party. Now they don't care. It's all about power and control. They'll take everything away, including your guns, you know. And listen, I'm not a gun. I understand the criticism. You got a criticism about the guns. You know, I understand. I try to be as objective as I can in that arena. But they're taking your guns away for a reason. It's what Marx did. It's what Mao did. These are all the tenets of socialism. Yet we still vote, and for the life of me, I don't understand how anybody could do that, especially if for nothing else, the anti-Semitic rise within the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer should be embarrassed, ashamed of himself, as should Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. They're attacking your heritage, They're attacking your homeland in Israel, and yet people keep blindly voting for these people. It's a mystery to me. Please, you got an answer, give me a call, please. 877-970-2999. All right, then I worry about that, and I got to worry about the coronavirus, the beer virus, whatever it is, this coronavirus. How does that come over into America? That's like, now one guy gets it. One guy got it, and I got to get on a plane this weekend. And I'm going to wear a mask. I never wear a mask. I think I'm going to wear a mask on the plane when I go down to Georgia. I mean, hopefully it's East Coast. Hopefully it hasn't come this way. But, I mean, didn't they say the dirtiest thing, Frankie Five Boroughs, the dirtiest place on a plane is that tray that you put in front of you for the food? Isn't that right?
Well, I would think so. I don't know. But, you know, the whole thing is the whole flying experience. It's a petri dish of nothing but germs.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. You know what I do when I get on the plane?
Look, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And everything.
You'll be fine.
Well, I carry the Durasan, the little credit card size Durasan. I spray everything. And then people think I'm nuts, but when I reach for the tray to come out of it and get some, I spray it down with Durasan. Drive people crazy. Who is that weird man? But you know what?
The food too. Why not? Make it taste better.
Ooh, not a bad idea. You know, which I shouldn't even eat the food there, right? Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, Debbie. You know, I'll be out there spraying out everything. I'm wearing a mask. I think I'm wearing a mask.
Oh, remember the lady putting her stockings on next to you last time you were flying, or recently? She's putting on her stockings.
So gross. She had bare feet. Get your feet away from me.
You should have got the Durasan out, spray your feet.
Ma'am, yes? Do you mind if I spray your feet? Flight attendant, I have a creepy guy next to me. No, it's not bad. She changed her socks. I guess she was putting those compression socks on, I guess. But she started taking off her feet. I'm of course, you know, leaning away from her. Don't touch me with your stinky feet. Debbie.
Of course you get. Of course you sit next to that woman, right?
Yeah. They planned it. The universe forces planned it. Put the person with the stinky feet that's going to change your socks next to Joe.
A good story later on, you know?
That's so true. Debbie's out there looking over in the roads. Good old-fashioned driving. That sounds good to me. 8:51 with Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Problems right now on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting into the Cross Bronx. Everything subject to closure with an accident reported over there, so definitely steer clear of that one. Harlem River Drive south, busy down through the 120s. It's kind of busy on the West Side Highway south of 158th. Queens Midtown Tunnel still waiting about 15 to 20 into town. Williamsburg Bridge building into town. Brooklyn Bridge slowing down. Brooklyn bound. We're still seeing delays right now at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel of 20 minutes. Inbound Lincoln 20 to 25. Outbound Lincoln disabled vehicle cleared, but 20 minutes out at the Lincoln. Garden State Parkway south of 149. A crash. It's busy on Tunnel Ave northbound, getting up through the area of North Bergen. We're getting reports of a car fire up past that Route 3 area. And watch out for slowdowns on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound getting up toward exit 14. The earlier problems in the car lanes cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Did you take your Balance of Nature yet? Oh, you got to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You and I will never eat enough fruits and vegetables. We just don't. You just don't have the time. Because, by the way, when you take a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules, and I tell you this every time just to drive it home, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to have 10 servings? You try to have a banana, but do you have the strawberries? Do you have the oranges? Do you have all those antioxidants that you need? Balance of Nature will deliver 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Boom! That's all it is. And it's time for you to start, please. Balance of Nature. Your daddy worries about you. And we want you to try Balance of Nature because Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping? Are you kidding me? Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Oh, look, more good things to tell you. I love telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? Do you know, any financial worry? If you have a husband or wife or family member in a hospital rehab center, you know, people telling you they are not eligible for Medicaid, the cost of a nursing home, cost a fortune, you know that you're worried about the money, can you afford it? Will you please just call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law? They really know this stuff. They really do. They've helped hundreds of people like you and me with the same thing that you are going through. They'll tell you exactly what you're eligible for. They'll help you devise a plan to avoid, you know, bankruptcy, for example. So don't listen to what other people say, please. Please call Connors and Sullivan for a free initial consultation with a lawyer. 718-238-6500. Offices are in Manhattan. I went to Brooklyn. You can go to Queens on Staten Island as well. It's never too late. The time to act is now. Call Connors and Sullivan today, please. Lisa and the girls standing by. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mr. Mike Connors himself Sunday right here at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, or on Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Rob Miller is in for Joe Lumberg at the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, good morning, Rob. How are we doing on this cold day, my friend?
Hey, we're a little chilly out there this morning, but the good news is it's going to get milder this afternoon. It's a lot of sunshine around. Temperatures up about 40 degrees for a high today. Chilly again tonight, low about 31. Even milder tomorrow, 46 degrees. Even milder Friday, 48 degrees. Clouds start to build in on Friday ahead of the storm system. And that storm should bring mostly rain to the area Saturday into Saturday night. Maybe a little bit of a wet snow mix at the onset and at the back end of it, but not looking like it's going to cause too much in the way of any accumulations in the city at this point, but certainly north and west of the city up toward the Hudson Valley, we'll have to watch for some accumulating snows later Saturday into Sunday.
All right, Rob, well done. Thank you so much. In for Joe Lumberg. You know, it is just freezing. It's like cold, so please be careful. I mean, out in my neck of the woods out in Hunterdon County, it's like 19 degrees, you know, so just be careful, please. 17 degrees in some spots, but about 10 degrees warmer in New York, actually 29 in New York. York as we speak. So please be careful. Watch the ice. And we appreciate you checking in. I'm looking at, I could go to the calls. Let me take a look at our schedule. Yep. At 9 o'clock, we could take some calls at 877-970-2999. Scott Chesney is a great, he's a good friend. He's a great kid. And he's doing a great event for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And that is February 5th. That's in Asbury Park. We'll let you know about that with Scott Chesney. But if you do want to call in, please do it. 877-970-2999. Hey, Frankie Marano, when does the circus start down there?
1 p.m. 1 p.m.
So, and they're going to go to, like, till possibly 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. in the morning?
Correct.
Is that where they're going?
Yes.
12 hours. And then they do it one more time tomorrow?
That's my understanding.
Then what happens? Then they vote, maybe?
No, then there'll be debate.
Oh, my gosh. Who would watch this? Even I won't watch this. I want to see what the ratings are on this. A lot to get into today. It's Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Boroughs. Debbie's on the roads. Al's got the news for you right now. This is AM 970, The Answer, and we're coming right back at you.